Hey everyone, and welcome back to your daily Linux and open source news show. Today we'll start by talking about the Linux market share on the desktop. And the rise of said market share doesn't seem to stop. Our operating system of choice has now reached 4.45% of the desktop market share, according to StatCounter at least, at the end of July. So as always, it's just one website monitoring like 1.5 million other websites for traffic and getting some statistics about which operating system is visiting it. It's not necessarily representative of the entire internet. There might be some skew or some bias in here in favor or against Linux desktop users, depending on what these people generally like to watch and whether those websites are included in StatCounter's monitoring. So this rise to 4.45% is up from 4.05% at the end of June, so that's a pretty big progression. Obviously, it is just one measurement. You shouldn't take this exact number as a pure truth. It's more a progression. And basically, if you compare with July 2023, you'll see that Linux progressed by more than 33% in terms of its market share. Of course, this can always drop back down in the future, this happened before, but the general trend is really positive here. Now, on the gaming side of things though, Linux market share on Steam is pretty flat for July. It's sticking to 2.08% at the end of July, the exact same number as at the end of June. AMD CPUs and SteamOS are still completely dominant here. 70% of Steam Linux users who participated in the survey use an AMD-based device, and about 41% of these are reporting using a Steam Deck or HoloISO. It's not super surprising to see this gaming Steam market share stay stable. There hasn't been any major announcement for gaming recently for Linux. The Steam Deck is still selling decently enough. But until Valve actually publishes or releases a brand new Steam Deck model, or publishes an ISO, or a brand new type of device, maybe a home console running SteamOS, maybe they announce a partnership with another manufacturer, until something like that happens, I don't expect this market share to rise all that much. They're gonna need a new device or new device category to improve upon that again. And of course, Steam survey is not the whole picture. Some people play on Linux without Steam, but I would argue that this is very likely a small minority, apart from maybe people playing with emulators, because Valve has much better integration with Proton, and it's way easier to run a game using Steam than with any other launcher or whatever else, at least if it's a Windows game first. We also got the release of Linux Mint Debian Edition. It's now up to date, up to par with the recent Linux Mint 22 release. So this time it's Linux Mint Debian Edition 6, or LMDE 6, codenamed Fay. And it brings all the same features that you get on the regular Ubuntu-based Mint version, including all the app updates and changes, Cinnamon 6.2 and the few features it has, the revamped software manager, the new Flatpak changes that they unfortunately introduced, and more. As always, both versions of Mint will offer the same exact visual and user experience. The only difference is in the package base. Mint uses the latest Ubuntu LTS, LMD uses the latest Debian stable, and they update a few packages on top of that. For example, they don't use the ESR version of Firefox like Debian stable. They use the latest version of Firefox. They also bring the latest Thunderbird, although I think it's still the ESR version of Thunderbird in Mint. And honestly, at some point, I do expect Mint to transition to Linux Mint Debian Edition as their default version. I guess once it becomes too much work to uproot all the changes that they don't like from Ubuntu, than it is to port what is missing from Debian to the Debian base, then they will probably switch to Linux Mint Debian Edition as the default, because they generally disagree with every single new change that Ubuntu does on their base, so at that point they're probably just sticking to it because it has up-to-date repos and because they already apply a bunch of customization and driver support that they have to retrofit onto Debian. And to conclude today's episode, we'll talk about Reddit. Reddit is now publicly complaining about various companies' AI efforts, specifically companies that use Reddit's data and basically Reddit users' data through scraping instead of paying the license fees that Reddit put in place to access their API. license fees that also apply to third-party Reddit clients, which was not very well received. So some actors already pay for that license, but some others, specifically mentioned by Reddit, Microsoft, Anthropic, and Perplexity, they apparently refused to negotiate at all. And so Reddit decided to block them from indexing or accessing Reddit using the robots.txt files that everyone uses to block bots and crawlers. Reddit says that it's been a pain in the ass to block them, presumably because these bots use a bunch of different domains or rotate the domains from time to time, specifically to avoid being blocked too easily. Because if your bot is coming from one single domain, then it's super easy to block it. If you have 10 different variants of that bot coming from different domains that you rotate very frequently, then it becomes harder to block because, well, you have to update your robots.txt file all the time. Now, as a result, some people seem to say that Reddit is not indexed by Bing anymore. I tried it and I could absolutely find Reddit and find specific Reddit threads using Bing, so not sure what that was about. It feels like Reddit is still indexed on Bing and Bing using engines, like for example Ecosia. I have no problem going to Reddit using these engines, so not sure what's happening here. But the real issue is a financial one. Reddit, as a site, uses all their users' posts as their own content database. You can agree on that or not, but the fact remains that if you create a Reddit account and you post on Reddit, you agree to the terms and conditions, and so you agree that what you posted is property of Reddit, and they can monetize it without giving you any money back. And they can charge for access to that content, and they can charge people for indexing that content as well. I think the real problem here is that AI training and indexation of websites is becoming linked because AI companies also own search engines. Those two things shouldn't be linked at all. They are very different things. You should be able to say, I want my content to be available in a search engine, but I don't agree to that content being used to train AI tools. The two have nothing to do with one another and shouldn't be linked. The problem is right now, if you want to block the AI crawler, you probably also have to block the indexing crawler, the bot that indexes your content for the search engine. And that's not normal. The two are very different. In the search engine case, you're getting some potential traffic, but the search engine gets compensation for that through ads. If they display your results, they will also display ads to their users. So you get potential more traffic if you did your job and optimized for search engine, but at the same time, the search engine makes money. In the case of AI, you're getting less traffic because an AI will use your content to answer questions. It won't drive traffic to you. They're going to use your content to provide the answer without the user visiting your website, but you're also not getting any compensation for that. So indexating your website on a search engine is an exchange of value. The website gets good results, they can display ads, and you get more traffic. It's a win-win situation. AI training is a win-lose situation. The AI tool wins everything because they have more content, they've got more answers to give you, and they can monetize that, but you get less traffic and less money and no compensation for your content being used at all. So, as Reddit CEO says, publicly available doesn't mean freeware. There are licenses to things. But also, it's pretty ironic to hear this statement from Reddit, because what they're doing is grabbing their users' content and posts and answers and monetizing that without giving back any of that money to Reddit users. So pretty funny to see them debate how awful it is to get their content stolen when they're basically doing the exact same thing to Reddit users. They just added terms and conditions on top of it. Anyway, this will conclude today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, thank you all for supporting what I do. Thank you all for listening. And I guess you will hear me in the next one on Monday. Bye!